I'm Alex Chadwick. This is Day to Day. In Iraq today, four civilian foreign contractors, one a woman, according to news wires, and at least one an American, were killed by a mob in the city of Fallujah. Their bodies were burned and dragged through the streets. A few miles away, five U.S. Marines died from a roadside bomb. More casualties from the war, though casualties, of course, are really individuals, people with names and identities. Recently, the town of Benton, Kentucky, buried the remains of a 37-year-old Army Staff Sergeant, Joey Dunnigan, killed in Fallujah on March 11th after his Humvee hit a bomb. Here's reporter Gary Scott of member station WKMS in Murray, Kentucky.
Joey Dunnigan had nearly 20 years in the Army. He was a member of the 16th Infantry Brigade, 1st Infantry Division out of Fort Riley, Kansas. Dunnigan had recently talked about moving closer to home after he retired from the Army. Jeremy Rose is Dunnigan's first cousin, and they grew up together in this small town of 5,000. Rose says he truly loved being around his older cousin.
He had a laugh that was out of this world that, you know, he always did. I never saw him without a smile on his face. And I think that kind of goes into the energy that he had. I mean, he had a zeal for life in a lot of ways.
Rose says his cousin was a huge NASCAR fan. He recalls the first race they attended together in Talladega.
His first experience was looked like a little kid on a roller coaster. I'm really surprised he didn't have a big Jeff Gordon tattoo on his back. I mean, I'm serious. I mean, it was that kind of thing for him. I mean, he was eat up with that. You could hear him over the cars when they were going by, 43 cars going by, and you can hear him hollering and screaming and yelping.
As a kid, Joey Dunnigan played baseball and later played trombone in his high school band, the Marching Marshals. Dunnigan had lots of friends, and he loved animals, especially dogs and horses. His mother, Dina Bryant, says her son always wanted to serve in the military.
I've told people that I was working at the hospital the day he come up, and he said, "Mom, I've been to the recruiters." And he said, "If you don't sign for me today, in a couple of weeks, I'm going to sign up for myself anyway," because he was going to be 18. So, I mean, he was going to do it no matter what.
Those who knew Joey Dunnigan best say he was extremely committed to family, friends, community, and country. Marshall County Judge Executive Mike Miller graduated high school with Dunnigan's parents and had known Joey since he was a baby. Miller recalls a visit that Dunnigan made years ago to the county courthouse.
He just came by to say hi, and he really enjoyed his military work and was going to make a career out of it. He was very happy, had married, and was all excited. It's just a tragedy that a young man like that, with the attitude that Joey had, would lose their life.
Joey Dunnigan leaves behind a wife and two sons, ages 15 and 10. Those who knew him well call him a dedicated father and husband. His family says, although his life was cut short, Staff Sergeant Joey Dunnigan lived exactly the way he wanted. He was buried with full military honors at Hamlet Baptist Church Cemetery in his hometown of Benton, Kentucky. For NPR News, I'm Gary Scott in Murray, Kentucky.